Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Falcons, what are they going to do with this short week and having to prepare for the Chiefs? Let's take a listen to Coach Raheem Morris.
That's just normal business for us when you play on Monday night, when you play these night games. I know we had not as used to them around here the last couple of years, but when you want to play these big moments in these big time games, this is what happens. And you got to be able to turn the page pretty quickly. You got to be able to evaluate, you got to be able to assess what happened the night before, go find out what you can get better, do some of those type of different things, and then start to look at your new opponent that's coming up this week at the Kansas City Chiefs, because you better be ready for those guys.
Yeah, you got to be ready for Kansas City, because I know that they have Pacheco out, but they still are potent. You know, Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice are guys that can get it done. And then you look over there at tight end, and Noah Gray and Travis Kelce, because Noah Gray is sneaky good. He does a lot of things sneaky good, especially he's probably one of the better blocking tight ends, I think, that doesn't get a lot of notice.
He's their Charlie Warner, right? I mean, they have the Kyle Pitts, Charlie Warner relationship between Noah Gray and Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce has not done much this year. And to be honest with you, Kansas City really hasn't done much this year. And I don't want to act like I'm not impressed with them. I am. They're a good team. There's a reason they've gotten a couple of wins. But it's not, to me, and it was the same way to start out last year, right? It was the same way. And they ended up winning the Super Bowl. So I'm not saying they're not potent. That's not the thing I'm trying to say. But when you look at the way they've done it so far, Patrick Mahomes he makes everybody right. The offensive line hasn't been good. Travis Kelce hasn't been good. Xavier Worthy has been here and there, but in the receiving game, there's been a number of things that have not gone the right way for them, and they continue to roll out wins, which makes them terrifying.
I think they have been offensively better this year to start the season than they were last year, to your point. But it feels like, and it's really, honestly, I think it's just basically what you just said in a different way. It feels like people know how to play them now, yet, so it makes these games grinded out games, but they have the ultimate X factor in the NFL, and it's number 15.
Well, you talked a little bit about their running back situation, right? So they may be a little thin in the backfield. The linebackers for the Atlanta Falcons may be a little bit thin in that position as well. How about the guys that are going to be healthy and available? Here's Coach Morris.
We're probably a little thin, having three on an active roster. We do have one on practice squad, as you know, but you got a lot of confidence in those three guys to go out there and execute what we need to get done in order to allow Lamon to get back and be ready to play for us when he gets healthy.
Yeah, Nate Lamon not going to be available for this weekend.
And I said this last week because of Jalen Hurts' legs, and I feel kind of the same way, is that when you have these more athletic guys, and I'm not saying that Troy Anderson was great at it, because he wasn't. I mean, there was a number of times that he had bad angles and missed tackles as well. But Landman is very much more of a downhill thumper. I don't think he's as much sideline to sideline as a Troy Anderson is. So when you deal with athleticism from the quarterback position the way you will have seen in the first few weeks of this schedule, I'm not saying it's a good thing by any stretch. I think the timing is about as good as it could have been, though.
Don't you think that instincts, though, make up for some of that? I'm not saying it makes up for all of it, but I think Lamont's instincts at linebacker are so much better than Troy Anderson's. And that's not a knock on Troy Anderson. He's still learning to play the job. You know, I'm not criticizing him. I think Nate Lamon just has very good instincts that helps close the gap in that aspect.
Well, I think it's a good point. I think instincts come from understanding and preparation, right? I mean, you can have those instincts. If you see what, you know, whatever you saw on film, you can get downhill a little half step faster. And I think that comes with time. And to your point, Troy Anderson, he just doesn't have a lot of time, right? And I think he'll continue to build on that as he moves throughout and expands this role. Remember, It was Nate Landman that came in when Troy Anderson got hurt last year at the beginning of the year, and now it's kind of the flip side. And I think it was huge for Nate Landman to have all those reps last year, and I think in the end it'll be huge for Troy Anderson to get these while Nate Landman's out over the next few weeks.
Nothing excites you guys more than talking about an all-around running back, and that seems to be what Bijan Robinson has become when it comes to pass protection and doing all the things a good running back does. Let's take a listen to Coach Morris.
Yeah, that's the vision for Bijan. Bijan is a well-rounded back, can go out there and do whatever you ask. You're probably more excited about him stepping up, making a couple of those blocks when it came to pass protection yesterday, doing some of those different things. You've seen the chip blocks at the end on some of the defensive ends, which was really exciting. But Bijan can always catch the ball at the backfield. Bijan has always been known as a runner. Now him developing to this pass pro guy and also being able to help out with some of the chips, some of the things he's able to do, the screen game, whatever the case may be, whatever's called upon, Bijan can do. My son calls him Black Panther and he plays like it.
How many times did you guys watch that block he made?
I love that. It's been all over the socials. I think the NFL Twitter put it out.
I think they did too.
And the thing that stinks for me is I'm watching it and I'm seeing Lindstrom get beat and give up pressure right there in the middle, which it stinks. So I was like, can y'all just zoom in a little bit more on McGarry and Bijan and everybody else? But it was awesome. And I'll say, coming off of week one, and I sat here and broke it down for you guys how many times Kyle Pitts was asked to chip on his way out, and they were largely ineffective. I would say at least half of the time he was asked to chip, it seemed like he was helping T.J. Watt more than he was hindering him. But it's not just those plays, right? When Bijan hits you that hard and puts you on your butt, boy, I promise you, the next time you step up, you're looking for where Bijan is lined up in the backfield, and you're looking for what his assignments are. You're going to have your head on a lot more of a swivel than you did the plays before that.
So it's funny that you threw to Bijan and we talked about him. I'm sitting here watching on Twitter. There's a video that someone put up, and it's Chris Lindstrom go one-on-one with Jalen Carter. And I didn't realize how many one-on-ones Jalen Carter and Chris Lindstrom really had, but they had quite a lot. And I want to apologize a little bit to Chris Lindstrom because I did talk about the one time he a couple of times he got burned.
Yeah, he got beat twice.
But he went one-on-one with Jalen Carter pretty much the entire game and dominated Jalen Carter. That said, in all of these reps I'm seeing, I can't tell you how many times I'm seeing Bijan. Obviously, there's the chip on Nolan Smith where he just de-cleats him. But he probably chipped Bryce Huff like seven times. And some of them were the air chips where he got in his way on the way out of the pocket for a route, the backfield for a route, just to throw Huff off.
Make him hesitate.
Just a tick, and it slows him. That is very good stuff from a second-year running back.
Our buddy Hugh Douglas yesterday put out the missing poster on Instagram for Bryce Huff.
Oh, he was
like,
did.
It's a guy's been missing in action, man. I was like, ooh, that stinks. You don't ever want to see that.
You want to talk about it? You know, we always talk about who wins trades?
Yeah.
Right now, no one has won that trade between the Jets and the Eagles because one guy hasn't showed up on the field, and the other guy hasn't showed up at all. I mean, not even into the building. So it's kind of funny.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.